Hi, this is Growing Up Aspen, Joiner's Table Podcast with Andy Collin and Chris Pomeroy. And today we're joined with Lisbeth O'Dane.
I wish I knew now what I didn't know then.
Right.
To stop and enjoy it. All we wanted to do as kids was grow up and get the hell out. I wish to God I could go back.
I felt like for me growing up, I felt like I knew because I had come from L.A., and,
right.
And I came to Aspen. I sort of felt like I knew that this was unique and a different experience. And I also felt like time might be a problem. So as a kid, I felt like I really, when I did stuff, I wanted to just go out and do it. You know, go have fun, go do the raft thing and go do this and go do that. Because
I was oblivious. I had no clue. That was all I knew.
Well, now I just went up to Maroon Bells. Oh my gosh. I remember walking those trails and it'd be maybe five people as you're going along or six people. Now it's busloads.
We used to camp by the lake, you know, and now you got to take a bus and get an appointment to go see it, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting, but God, were we lucky.
God, were we lucky. How can you talk a little bit about your journey to what you do now, or what your career was or has been?
Oh, it's kind of fun, and it's very, very Aspen related. So mom loved the theater. And so she was very instrumental in starting Aspen Community Theater.
Yeah.
Early 70s, whenever it was. I don't have the dates. And I just kind of got pulled along and realized how much fun that was. And of course, there was the Crystal Palace. And we would go regularly. We were blessed that we could go regularly. Mead and Joni were dear friends of my parents. And so even as a little kid and a young teen, that was a big influence for me. And a lot of the Crystal Palace people would come and do the Aspen Community Theater shows. So that started to be my circle of people.
Right.
And I was gonna ask, it appears as though you might have a lump of peanut butter on your chin.
I know, right? I know. What does it do with that? and then mom and dad started Columbine Dinner Theater because it seemed like Aspen could support two dinner theaters. So our dinner theater was down underneath the courthouse.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I remember that. Yeah.
And it was my folks and the Dells and the Dillons. Brad Moore was our general manager. Seems to me there was another couple involved, but I can't remember who it was. Mead was going to have none of that. So that's when he opened up Grand Finale. And because they were side by side and could share a kitchen, that sort of was the end of us. So we had two seasons, but that wet my whistle even further. Because I basically lived at Columbine. And then as I got older, just spent more and more time at the Palace and Aspen Community Theater, and ended up being on the board of Aspen Community Theater. And when I was in, sophomore in high school. So whatever year Herschel Ross decided to run for mayor, I think.
Yeah.
Herschel was supposed to be doing props and in charge of props for Camelot. Jeannie Walla was Guinevere. Tim Esten was Arthur. Carl Brinkman was Lancelot. Just the a fabulous cast of people. Brad Moore was Merlin. Willie Moseley was Mordred. So it was just this fabulous group of people.
Yeah.
And I was helping out and I was helping Herschel. And he suddenly decided that he wanted to run for mayor and gave me props at the age of 16.
That's cool.
I would pat myself on the back and say I rocked it.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with theater. I can't sing or act or dance to save my ever loving soul.
Yeah.
But I can create really cool props. There was a time in my life when I thought I wanted to go to LA or to New York and do props professionally. Because I really like it. And I enjoy the creative process of it. I enjoy working with the actors. I enjoy being backstage. I enjoy every piece of it. But I had a kid and life went a different direction. Came back to Colorado, still spent a bunch of time at the Crystal Palace, was on the board of Aspen Community Theater. And we were doing My Fair Lady at Aspen Community Theater, which is when I met John Goss. Uh-huh. And a handful of years, and we did a bunch of productions together. Uh-huh. He was director and I always came in as props, and we had a great working relationship of, I became his radar. Whenever I work for a director, I become their radar.
Right.
I it's something I have figured out how to do. And he then decided to open up the Glenwood Vaudeville Review down in Glenwood.
Wow.
And he had been at the Crystal Palace for a couple of seasons. And he asked me if I'd help out. And I'm like, hell yeah. So he led the way with the, you know, all the creative stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the actors and the business plan and all of that. I did the props and all of the menus and basically ran front of house. And even remotely now, I still am, you know, sort of a distant office manager. I don't know how you can be an office manager when you live 2,000 miles away, but I still seem to wear that hat. And I'm still doing all the reservations and I'm still doing payroll. And
wow, oh, that's cool.
I still say I'm the manager of a dinner theater. Oh, where's that? Glenwood Springs, Colorado, huh? Huh? And, you know, I'll talk to customers, as I was on the phone all morning with customers this morning. And they're like, well, will we see you there tonight? And I'm like, no, I'm in Washington. Huh?
That is one thing that's good about the technology, is that you could be anywhere and do anything. And that sort of does change life in a certain
way. It does.
You know.
But I miss it. I miss being backstage. I miss, because I did all the reservations and I was always the hostess.
Yeah.
So these names would come in. I'd have the face-to-face with people. I missed that part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a theater, really nice community theater here, that actually was in part established by Polly and Edgar Stern, who were originally from Aspen.
Oh, wow.
So there's a fun connection there. Yeah. And there's this beautiful theater there. And I took a tour of it, and just walking backstage and the smell of backstage, I was like,
yeah,
I'm home, you know?
Yeah. I know that smell.
yeah, exactly. But I'm stubborn enough that I don't feel like starting at the bottom.
Right. Right.
I'm at the top of my game in the dinner theater that I'm at. It's like, I really don't feel like starting all over again and having to prove myself to a whole nother theater group. So, yeah. You know, maybe someday I'll do that again. But yeah, I mean, how many things go back to the Crystal Palace?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You know, and for people who don't know what the Crystal Palace is, Crystal Palace is one of those restaurants that, I mean, you didn't necessarily go there for the food, although the food was good. You really went there because all the waiters were amazing. It was like SNL, you know? Yes. Total performance right around you as you were eating is amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've got some of the same thing going on down at the Vaudeville. Mm-hmm. When we started it, every single member of our cast were former Crystal Palace employees.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have that level of talent.
What is it? It's Susie. God, she's on Facebook all the time.
Susie Sanderson?
Yes, exactly.
I love Susie.
Yeah. She is. I was going through Nick DeWolf's photos on Flickr. Uh-huh. And I was going through and I found one with her in her Wonder Woman outfit on. And she was talking about it. And I was like, oh, here. And sent her the picture from way back when. Yeah.
Way back when. Yeah. But I mean, yeah.
Just to pull back the reference, the lump of peanut butter on your chin was a song that Meade Metcalf would sing literally every night that place was up.
From the chairman of the board. Well, I was just listening to the song the other day. From the chairman of the board down to the so-and-so, every person had a peanut butter on their chin.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a great song.
It felt like growing up in Aspen was growing up backstage. Do you know
what? Yeah.
It felt like, because everybody that was coming in, all the stars, Steve Martin, everybody, Martin Mull, everybody, Cheech and Chong, everybody would come in. But
yes.
They're there to play. You know?
Yes.
So you, it was backstage. It wasn't like they were in LA in business and go, go, go. It was, we're here to have fun. And so it was such a, it was like a dinner theater just living there.
It was. And you were backstage because you had respect. You weren't there watching them and you weren't in the audience. You were there being part of the production with them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy. I like that a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah, use that. You can use that. That's good.
Okay. Well, it's locked down here.
Good.
Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.